谢谢师母带领我们用诗歌敬拜神。
We thank Sister Olive for leading us in songs.
那接下来也像诗歌里面说的，求神赐给我们一颗谦卑的心，受教的灵。
So as the song says, we want to pray to God that He would grant us a humble heart.
那我们今天会继续看马太福音的这个系列。
Today we continue our study on Gospel of Matthew series.
几周前，梁牧师带领我们去明白主耶稣的教导，在内室里去寻求神的含义。
A few weeks ago, Pastor Joe helped us to understand what is meant by praying to God in the secret place.
那我们学习到，真正的基督徒生活是以秘处的祷告为中心的。
We learned on that Sunday that praying to God in the secret place is the heart of the Christian life.
那我们今天的经文呢，是马太福音的六章九到十五节。
And the text for today is Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 and verses 9 to 15.
那这是主耶稣教导门徒的一个祷告的范例。
And this is a model prayer that Jesus taught the disciples.
那在传统上称为是主导文。
And the church tradition called this prayer Our Father or the Lord's Prayer.
那当我们在隐秘处去寻求神，去寻见他的面之后，我们应该向神去求什么呢？
Supposing you have sought the face of God and you have found the face of God through learning to pray to God in a secret place, now what do you do next?
那我们应当向神祈求什么呢？
What kind of things should you pray to God about?
那主耶稣在教导门徒的这个祷告范例里就给我们一个示范。
In this Lord's Prayer, the model prayer that Jesus taught, we see an example as to what to do.
那使到我们知道我们向神的祷告里面应该有什么样主要的内容。
Through this prayer, we knowWhat content should be included in our prayer to God?
那今天靠着主的帮助，我想带领大家对主导文有一个纵览。
Today, by God's grace, I aim to give you an overview of Our Father, the Lord's Prayer.
那不知道我们当中有多少会认识这个主耶稣祷告的范例呢？
I don't know how many of you are familiar with.Our Father, the Lord's Prayer.
那我相信可能当中一些父母亲的孩子们会认识。
I trust the parents of certain children would know this prayer.
那原因就是有一些的学校他们是教会的学校。
Because your children go to Christian schools.
那比如说我自己，那我记得在初中的时候每个星期五我们就要在这个小教堂学校的小教堂去听一篇好的信息。
For instance, myself, I used to go to a Christian school, and every week we attended a morning assembly. There we heard a message, a sermon.
那是以人向善的道理。然后在这个信息之后呢，学校的这个神父就会带领我们一起用主导文去祷告。
So we as children were taught to be a good person, and then at the end of the talk is always concluded with Our Father, the Lord's Prayer.
那当时我虽然会背但是却不知道祷告的内容。
I remember, although I was able to memorize and reproduce the prayer by rote, but I didn't understand what it meant.
那其实主耶稣给我们这个祷告的模范也不是单单要我们去重复它而已。
But then the reason why Jesus has taught us this prayer is not so that we can repeat it by rote.
那其实当中有非常丰盛的内容。
Rather, a rich content is embedded in the prayer.
那我们需要花时间去明白。
And we need to spend time to understand what Jesus taught.
那不过今天早上时间的缘故，我就不能够完全的分享当中丰富的内容。
But this morning, due to time constraints, I would not be able to go in details of everything.
但是我希望靠着神的帮助，可以给大家有一个纵览。
But I do aim to give you an overview.
那我们就来看一看、这段的经文，马太福音六章九到十五节。
So let's read then Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verses 9 to 15。
那马太福音六章九节，所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Verse 9 Pray then like this Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name。
那在、这个主耶稣的教导的开头呢，那我们留意到在主导文的开始是向神的一个呼求。
So we note that the beginning of this prayer opens with calling on God as our Father in heaven、
就是去向神呼求，称他是我们在天上的父。
I repeat, the prayer begins with calling on God, calling him our Father who is in heaven。
那再去呼求神之后呢，接下来有总共有七个的请求。
And following this, we see seven petitions, requests.
那第一个请求就是愿人都尊你的名为圣。
The first petition being, hallowed be your name.
那第十节是第二个还有第三个请求，就是愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And verse 10 that follows comprises of the second and the third, second and the third petition. And namely, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那接下来是第四个请求，就是我们明日的饮食，今日赐给我们。
And the fourth petition is found in verse 11. Give us this day tomorrow's bread.
那当中熟悉圣经的会觉得，哎，是不是你打错了？
And for those of you who are very familiar with the Bible, you may wonder whether I made a typo.
因为你可能熟悉的是我们今日的饮食，今日赐给我们。
And so you may think the text should say, give us today what we need today.
那其实在这个圣经的原文，希腊文这个字确实是明日。
But according to the original Greek, the word should be tomorrow's bread, not today's bread.
是明日的啊，这个形容词。
So it is about tomorrow.
那这个是什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?
那也简单分享，也使到我们想起以色列人在旷野的时候，在安息日的前一天，他们要收集神赐给他们这个玛拿，那要收集两天。
In fact, we can trace the meaning of this saying to the Old Testament account of the Israelites traveling in the wilderness, how they needed to look to God for the manna, the spiritual food from heaven, from day to day.
那所以这个也是预指了这个从上头来的食物。
So this bread of tomorrow symbolizes the bread, the food that comes from heaven.
那这是第四个请求。
And this, I say, is the fourth petition.
那第五个请求是免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
The fifth petition says, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
那这里耶稣用特别的形容来形容罪，就是欠债的这个图画。
Here we see Jesus describing sin as a debt.
那他教导他的门徒要当我们去求神的赦免的时候，首先我们要愿意去赦免其他人对我们的过犯。
Here Jesus says, in order that God would forgive our sins, we must forgive others' sins.
那这是第五个请求。
So this, I say, is the fifth request.
那第六、第七个请求就是第十三节，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And finally, the sixth and the seventh petition says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
那在那主耶稣他的祷告的示范呢，那其实就在这里停下来了。
And in fact,this is the end of Jesus' model prayer.
那接下来十四、十五节，那主耶稣很特别的就是他回来去解释刚才第五个请求。
And what we read in verses 14 and 15 are but Jesus' explanation of the meaning of the fifth request.
就是 求你免了我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Namely, forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven those of our debtors.
那我为大家去整理这个主耶稣他祷告模范的这个结构。
So I summarize then the structure of the Lord's Prayer.
那首先是对神的呼求，我们在天上的父。
First, a person calls on God, calling him our Father who are in heaven.
那接下来有七个请求。
And the second part consists of seven petitions.
那祷告的范例是在第七个请求那里停下来了。
And this model prayer actually ends at the end of the seventh petition.
那在十四、十五节呢，是主耶稣去解释第五个请求的意思。
And finally, part 3, verses 14 to 15, these are about the explanation of the meaning of the fifth petition.
那今天我们在信息里面就会来看这三个部分。
So today, what we aim to learn is these three parts of our Father.
那我们去观察当中有什么的特点。
So let us observe what we can learn from this.
那从当中去敏感主想对我们说的提醒。
And we should be sensitive to what the Lord wants to teach us.
那首先我想带领大家去思想这个祷告范例停下来的地方。
And first, I'd like to draw your attention to the way this model prayer is concluded.
就是在第十三节。
And that is namely verse 13.
停在这个救我们脱离凶恶。
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
那有一些是圣经版本呢，你会看到在这之后还有一句话。
And you will notice that in some Bible versions, and what is added is one more sentence.
那有些时候是小字啊。那这里说，后期手抄本加上，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的。直到永远 Amen.
So you might see this in a subscript saying, some manuscripts add, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
那其实主耶稣的祷告范例原本是在救我们脱离凶恶这里停下的。
Actually, the original prayer concludes at, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Full stop.
那不知道你会不会有一个疑问，这听起来好像不是一个结束。
But if this is the last word of this model prayer, I wonder whether you have a query in your mind that ending a prayer this way, doesn't it sound a bit awkward?
那在第一世纪末的教会的弟兄姐妹，他们也有这个困惑。
The Christians of the early church, by the end of the first century, felt it strange to end a prayer this way.
那特别是这个祷告模范呢，是停留在救我们脱离凶恶这个恶。
Especially thinking about ending such an important prayer with the word evil.
那是他们觉得不好。
They felt this wasn't appropriate.
所以他们就去把历代志二十九章的一个祷告去总结，而加入了这里。
历代志上来，谢谢。
历代志上。
And therefore they added a verse from First Chronicles chapter 29.
那就是这里看到的小字，那国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。Amen.
And those words are for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forevermore. Amen.
但是我们需要留意的是，主耶稣给出的这个祷告示范呢，确实是停在救我们脱离凶恶的。
But the fact is, the prayer that Jesus taught concludes at the words, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil."
那这个当中的原因就是，其实主耶稣教导的这个祷告范例是一个开放式的祷告。
The reason is, the prayer that Jesus taught is open-ended.
那意思是这个祷告其实还没有结束。
Which means, this prayer he taught has not finished.
那需要由你这个祷告的人自己做一个结束。
And it's up to you, the person who prays along this line, to conclude it.
那这个祷告的范例呢，给出了七个方面应该向神求的主要内容。
And in this model prayer, we are taught seven guidelines as to what kind of requests to make to God.
那这是一个开放式的祷告，是要由继续由这个祷告的人 按着神的灵的带领去祷告下去。
The reason why the prayer is open-ended is that the person who prays is supposed to be led by God's Spirit as to what to say next.
然后，也这样子去结束。
And how to win and how to conclude the prayer.
所以我们观察到主耶稣在马太福音六章九到十五节给出的这个祷告范例呢，并不是想要门徒去重复读它。
Now what we can take from this observation is that this model prayer is not meant to be repeated as a routine.
那如果只是重复了去读它的话，其实在祷告里面并没有运用到这个人的意志力。
Because if you memorize and repeat a certain prayer by rote, you haven't exercised your heart or your will.
那不是的哦，所以主导文的宝贵的一点就是这是一个开放式的结尾。
So what is precious about the Lord's Prayer is that the ending is open.
那是要让祷告的人学习自己向神敞开。
I say again, it's up to the person who prays to open her heart or his heart towards God.
那也运用意志力与神交流，求神的灵去带领他去祷告下去。
It's up to you to exercise your will to communicate with God as you learn to be led by His Spirit.
所以这是今天信息的第一个重点，就是主导文是一个开放式的祷告。
So the first thing we learned this morning about the Lord's Prayer is that it is a prayer that is open-ended.
那主耶稣想我们学习向神敞开自己。
So Jesus wants us to learn how to what it is to open your heart towards God.
那这一点对于还在寻求神的朋友们，或者是已经是基督徒的弟兄姐妹来说呢，都是非常宝贵的提醒。
Now this point is a reminder to both you who are non-Christians who are just learning about God, or for Christians.
那对于那些还在寻求神的朋友们来说，当你去看见地球上的大自然的美妙跟美丽或者是去从科学的角度去思想整个宇宙万物。
And suppose you're a person who is just getting to know God, and then through the wonders of nature, or say through the vastness of the universe, from a scientific point of view, you can grasp the reality of God.
那就好像Eric 他最近他说在八月的11到13号的夜晚呢，那刚好是有这个流星雨的这个时间的。
As Eric mentioned to us some time ago, that on the 11th to the 13th in the month of August, we will see a meteor showers in the night sky.
特别美丽是这个周末。
So that few days promises to be very spectacular.
那当我们看见天上的星星宇宙的这些万物的时候，我们是否是一个开放去求问的人呢？
So when we see the multitude of stars in the skies or the vastness of the universe, is your heart open towards God's existence?
你是否开放去求问？那在这么奇妙的大自然之上，背后是否有一个智慧的主宰呢？
Are you open to ask a question whether there is a God?
那这种开放去寻求真相这种开放去寻求对去求问有没有一位神的态度是非常宝贵的。
And this attitude in which you wonder whether God exists is precious.
那使徒保罗在向雅典人传福音的时候他说
And the Apostle Paul, when he preached the gospel to the people of Athens, he said,
在《使徒行传》的17章26到28节，他从一个本源造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
And I quote the words of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, verses 26 to 28.And God made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, so that they should seek after God in the hope they might feel the way towards him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him do we live and move and have our being.
那其实神离我们并不远，他的本意也是希望我们能寻求他。
Actually, God is not far from us. He actually wants you to search and look for him.
如果我们有好像主导文这样开放，所提醒我们开放的态度呢，那我们会一步一步的能够接触到神。
If your heart attitude is one of openness, then God wants you to be open and to find him.
所以我想在这里鼓励我们当中的朋友们持守一个对真理开放的心。
So I encourage you, those who are seeking to know God, to have an open mind.
那主祷文是一个开放的祷告，对于基督徒的弟兄姐妹来说也是重要的提醒。
The fact that the Our Father is an open-ended prayer has also significance for Christians.
当我们学习主耶稣祷告的这个示范的这样子去祷告的时候呢，我们要意识到这个祷告是开放式的祷告。
So Christians, when you pray along Our Father, you must realize this is an open-ended prayer.
你和我都要省察自己的内心。
You must examine our heart.
要问自己是否的心是全然向神敞开的呢？
You should ask yourself whether your heart is open towards your God.
是他的灵可以自由的去带领你去祷告下去的呢？
Can the Holy Spirit of God guide you as to what and how to pray?
那成为基督徒一段时间以后呢，那都可能每个人都可能会遇到一个同样的危机。
And when you have become a Christian after some time, all of us will come to such a face a pitfall.
就是好多事情都容易变得形式化。
And the pitfall being the Christian life becomes routine.
那我们祷告也可能是变成有一定的模式。
And there is a certain format, a certain way that you pray.
那我们也习惯了某种模式的敬拜。
And you maybe have become accustomed to a certain form of worship.
当然好的习惯，正确的习惯，我们是应该持守的。
Yes, good habits are good.
那但是我们也需要提防，不要把好的习惯变成了形式化。
But we must be careful not to allow good habits or good forms to hinder our prayer.
那直到当中我们只是形式的去做，而没有向神敞开我们的心。
We must not allow our prayer to be just a routine, and instead of opening our hearts to be led by God.
那成为基督徒一段时间的另外一个危机，就是我们可能为自己制定了好多的条条框框。
And another pitfall is that we may say to ourselves many things that restrict us.
那比如说，我觉得自己不懂得沟通。
For example, you may feel that you are not very good at communication with others.
那每当有机会参与去关心别人，去交流，去鼓励对方的时候，那我就觉得其他人来做就好了。
So I may say to myself, because I'm not good, so when there is a need to take part in caring for others and communicating with others, I would say I can't do it. I'm not good at it.
那这就是为自己设下好多的。限制。
So this is what I mean by a pitfall. We limit ourselves.
那圣经描述基督徒是活的石头。
And the Bible describes true Christians as living stones.
是能够被神去改变去被他来建立的。
And that means we should be people who can be molded by God and be used by Him.
所以主耶稣在这个主祷文这个开放式的祷告，这个重要的提醒，那也是不论是对非基督徒还是对基督徒都是非常宝贵的。
This is what I mean. That this prayer, the fact that it is open-ended, has a lesson for both Christians and non-Christians.
那这是第一点，我们观察主祷文所得到的提醒。
This then is the first observation we make about the Lord's Prayer.
那接下来我们来看主祷文的开头，这个对神的呼求。
Next, we see the first sentence of the Lord's Prayer.
这里 耶稣教导他的门徒要称神为我们在天上的父。
Jesus taught the disciples we should call God our Father who are in heaven.
那称神为父亲的这一点是非常特别的。
To call God as our Father is unique.
那可能参加教会一段时间的人，或者是从小在教会出生啊、长大的孩子们、年轻人，或许会习以为常。
And for those of you who have grown up from a Christian family or in a church, then you may have gotten accustomed to calling God your Father.
那因为我们常常在祷告里面听见、神、被称为是我们的天父。
Because in the church, you hear it all the time, calling God your Father.
但是当我们仔细去想的时候，能称神为父亲、是一件非常特别的事情。
But when you think about it, to be able to call God your Father is something very special.
那世界上的宗教里面呢，除了耶稣基督以外，没有记载其他另一个人能够和神有这样子亲密的父与子的关系。
In all the religions in the world, there is not one that has a personality like the Lord Jesus who has such an intimate relationship with God.
那特别的就是不单单只是耶稣跟神有这样父和子的关系。
And the message of the Bible is not only Jesus could have such an intimate relationship with God.
那些跟随耶稣的人也因着他的缘故得以称神为父亲。
And the followers of Jesus, because of they follow Jesus, can also enjoy such relationship with God.
那能称神为父亲和神有这样子亲密的关系，不单单只是一个人，而是一群的人。
And not only individuals can have this privilege, but whole communities of people.
和神有父亲和孩子的关系是世上其他宗教里面找不到的。
You don't find such father and child relationship in other world religions.
那也是看到是一群的人都有这样子的关系。
Especially when whole communities of people enjoy such privilege.
那在这里我也想请大家留意，那圣经并没有教导、这位造物主宰亚伟是所有人的父亲。
But then I want you to note one thing. The Bible doesn't teach that God is everybody's heavenly father.
那纵然他创造了我们，但是我们并不会自然而然地成为他的儿女。
Although he has created mankind, not every individual automatically becomes a child of God.
而圣经向我们显明的好消息就是神可以成为我们的父亲。
In fact, the gospel the gospel message is precisely this, that God can make you his children.
那这是福音的中心的信息。
This is the central message of the gospel.
那对于那些生命还没有借着洗礼委身给神的朋友们，那我也需要坦白地说。
And for those of you, if you're a person who has not, through baptism,
commit your life to God.
And committed your life to God.
那我也要坦白地说。
I'd like to say to you frankly.
那主导文的这一句向神的呼求，我们在天上的父，在暂时还不适用于你。
Temporarily, you are not in a position to use the privilege of calling God your father.
因为神还不是你的父亲。
Because God has not become your father.
但是我想代表神鼓励你，我们的创造主亚伟他确实想与你有这样父与孩子的关系。
But I want to encourage you in the name of God that God wants you to have such relationship with him.
那我们如何能够成为神的儿女呢？
The question is how you can become children of God.
那其实神已经借着耶稣基督发出了这个邀请。
And God has already used Jesus to extend to you his invitation.
那首先我们要回应亚伟借着主耶稣基督所发出的呼召。
What you must do is to make a response to the calling of God through Jesus.
那这个呼召就是记录在马太福音的4:17.
And this calling from God through Jesus is found in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
It says, from that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
那当一个人认识到，他 的一生里面是亏欠了神而认罪悔改的时候。
When a person comes to the realization that the life he has led so far falls short of the requirements of God,
那他也悔改去效法耶稣基督的榜样。
If you decide to repent and to learn from Jesus' example,
那将自己去献给神的时候，
and committing your life and offering yourself to God,
那在洗礼的时候，神就接纳他做自己的儿女。
On the day of your baptism, he would accept you as his child.
那赐给他圣灵还有一个属天的新生命。
Because on that day, he will grant you the Spirit of God and with it, a new life in him.
那这个人就有能力去活出与众不同属于神的生命。
And from that day on, that person will have received the strength and power to live a new life.
那这个是福音的好消息。
This is the message of the gospel.
所以我们若是想成为神的儿女，我们就要从回应耶稣的呼召开始。
So if you want to become a child of God, you must respond by repentance.
那耶稣他的呼召的内容就是悔改。
And this is precisely what God wants you to do.
所以在这里关于主导文的开头，我们天上的父，我也想鼓励我们当中还在寻求神的朋友。
So, this is what the lesson we can derive from the first line of the Lord's Prayer. And I apply this to those of you who are knowing about God.
那亚伟神已经借着耶稣基督对你发出了邀请。
I say again, God is extending an invitation to you through the gospel of Jesus.
但是他不会强迫我们成为他的儿女。
But God would never force you to make a decision.
那他在等候我们。
In fact, he's waiting.
能够回转归向他。
He's waiting for you to turn around and turn to him.
那你是否渴望与神有这样子亲密的关系，成为他的儿女呢？
The question is, do you want to have such an intimate relationship with God?
那你是否渴望与这个爱的源头，还有一切良善的源头，建立这样亲密的关系呢？
Do you desire to establish a very close relationship with the source of life?
那对于基督徒的弟兄姐妹们，那这个一开始对神的呼求呢，那也提醒我们一方面是我们的福分，那我们同时间也有我们的义务。
But as to those of us who are Christians today, the lesson from the first line of the Lord's Prayer reminds us that besides privileges, we also have responsibilities.
因为开头这里提醒我们，神是我们的父亲，所以我们可以去到他面前寻见他的面。
The words "Our Father" on the one hand reminds us of our privilege of knowing God as Father, that we can go to Him.
那有因为父亲是乐意见他的儿女们的。
So as a father, He's always welcoming towards us.
那能够得以称神为我们的父亲是极大的祝福。
It is a great blessing that you can call God.Father.
那同时间在神的家里面，那我们对父亲还有对家人也有义务。
But then, like belonging to a father or in the family, members of the family also have obligations.
而主导文接下来的七个请求呢，是主耶稣教导我们作为神的儿女，我们应当向神天父求的七件事情。
And the seven petitions that follow the first line reminds us of how we should pray and about our responsibilities.
那当我们仔细观察这七个恳求的时候，都会发现他们都和一件事情有关。
Now, at closer look at the seven petitions, we see that the seven petitions have one thing in common.
那或者我们可以在快的温习一遍，这里说愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Let us review the seven petitions and hallowed be your name, the first one.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven.
我们明日的饮食今日赐给我们。
Give us this day tomorrow's bread.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
所以这七个请求，不知道大家看不看得见，都有一个共通点。
What is the common thing that the seven petitions share? Can you see?
有没有人想尝试回答？
But anyone cares to make a guess? Normally, Stephen is the first one to speak.
他说都是追求神的意思。
Stephen said the one thing that these seven share in common is that all have to do with seeking God's will.
这个也是。
Yeah, in a way, that's true.
但是还有更就是可以更好的把他们都放在一起看的。
But I can see a better way, a thing that these share in common that can unify all seven petitions.
那其实这七个请求呢，都是和神的救恩有关。
I say that these seven petitions all concern the salvation of God.
那这个七个请求都是关于神的救恩能够临到我们，也临到世人。
It's all about God's salvation coming and reaching mankind, the world.
那当我们按着主耶稣的祷告的范例去求这七件事的时候呢，你会发现很奇妙。
As we learn to pray along the guideline in the Lord's Prayer, we find something interesting.
你会发现同时间我们会认识到我们的需要。
As we learn to pray along this line, we come to realize that we have responsibilities.
我们的需要。
We realize we have needs.
那同时间我们也意识到我们有需要尽的责任。
And also we have responsibilities to discharge.
那这是什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?
那在就是向神去祷告这个耶稣的祷告范例的时候，会使到我们认识到在救恩的道路上我们是需要完全的依靠神才能够走到底的。
As we pray along this line, we realize that we need to depend on the Heavenly Father wholly in order to reach the end.
那在过去的讲道里面我们学习过救恩就如同一条道路一样。
In past preaching, we learned that salvation is a process, is a journey.
那有起点，有过程，有终点。
And salvation has a starting point, a process, and a destination.
那当我们向神去说这七个请求的时候，我们会意识到我们需要全然的依靠神，才能够走到救恩的终点。
And therefore, as we learn to pray along the guideline, we realize that we need to depend on Heavenly Father wholly in order to reach our destination.
那这个是一个层面的我们可以得到提醒。那另外一个提醒就是我们也有责任去将救恩去分享给世人。
Another thing is that we have the responsibility to share the same gospel to those around us.
那比如说当我们去求第一个祈求的时候，
For example, when we pray the first line,
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
The first petition being, hallowed be your name.
那我们是在向神求什么呢？
And what are we asking God?
那我们是向神去恳求，求他帮助我们，透过我们能够活出属于神与众不同的生命。
In fact, we are asking God to help us in order that we live a life that is extraordinary through which we can help others to know him.
那这样子活出来的时候呢，别人可以认识到他的名字。
And only when we live in this way, others can know the name of God through us.
那认识到他是圣洁的，而可以得到救恩。
The people may know that God is a holy God, so that they may receive salvation.
所以我们在祈求这个请求的同时，我们一方面认识到我们需要依靠神，生命才可以得到改变。
So when we pray this line, on the one hand, weAsk God that unless God help us, we cannot be changed.
那唯有他帮助我们，我们才能够 有他圣洁的生命。
And only if God help us, we can live a holy life.
那最终得以见他的面。
And in the end, we may see God.
因为圣经说，人非圣洁就不能见主的面。
Because the scripture says, no one can see God without holiness.
所以我们需要让神改变我们。
So we need God to transform us.
那同时间我们意识到我们有当尽的义务。
At the same time, we realize we have responsibilities.
就是神是借着他的儿女去彰显他圣洁的名字。
And that is, it is God's will that he will use his children to help others.
那使到人能够认识他的圣名可以得救。
So the people can be saved, coming to know his holiness.
那我们来到第二个还有第三个祈求。
Let's come to the second and the third petition.
那作为例子。
And let's see examples.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那当我们这样子向神去祈求的时候，那我们是在祈求神的救恩在这个世界上能快快的来临。
As we learn to pray along this guideline, we are praying that we wish the kingdom of God would come soon.
那我们祈求耶稣基督能够再次来到地上。
We are looking forward to the return of Jesus Christ on earth.
因为在他再来的那一天，那神的国度要在地上建立。
Because on the day when Jesus comes to earth again, the kingdom of God will arrive on earth also.
那他来也意味着神救恩的计划的工程要结束了。
And the coming of Jesus Christ on earth again signifies the salvation work of God will be accomplished.
那当我们这么祈求的时候呢？那同时间我们也想起我们应尽的义务。
So as we pray along with this in view, we are also reminded of the responsibility we must discharge.
那神的国度是将来要来临。
The coming of the kingdom is future.
那今日神的国度是如何降临在地上的呢？
And today, in what way is the kingdom of God coming?
那是先从你和我开始。
The kingdom of God takes the expression in through you and me.
是你和我首先让神的国他的王权来到我们生命当中。
You and I must first be the first people to have the kingdom of God coming into our lives.
所以他是我们的主，我们的王。
That is, we obey him as Lord and King.
让他来掌管我们的生命。
And we allow him to govern our lives.
那同时间我们也是蒙福的，因为可以将生命献上去行神的旨意。
And the fact that we can offer our lives to live for God itself is a blessing.
因为是可以参与在他救恩的计划当中。
Because it is a blessing because we are taking part in the work of salvation for mankind.
那因为时间的缘故，就不在这里一一为大家解释主导文的内容了。
Now, due to the time constraint this morning, I will not explain the rest of the Lord's Prayer sentence by sentence.
那希望从以上的解释还有观察当我们学习主导文的这个祷告范例的时候呢，那我们能够看得到一方面是为了我们的益处，使我们能够认识到自己的需要。
So as we learn to pray along this model prayer, I hope that you will see that on the one hand, through praying this prayer, we come to know our own needs.
在救恩的道路上，我们需要全然的依靠神，才能够走到底。
On the path to salvation, we need to depend on God wholly.
那在主导文的七个请求里面，我们也意识到自己的义务还有福分。
And then in the seven petitions of the Lord's Prayer, we also see our responsibilities.
是与神与基督耶稣同心，参与在救恩计划里。
And that is to share the hearts and mind and the will of God and of Jesus Christ to take part in that work of salvation.
能够将神的救恩带给还在罪的捆绑当中的人。
And to extend the gospel to those who still live in the bondage of sin.
那我们来到信息的最后的这个部分了。
I now come to the last part of our message today.
我们来看主耶稣在停下这个祷告范例之后呢，所说的十四节还有十五节。
And that is in verse 14, and what Jesus said as he concluded the prayer.
那 我们刚才看过十四、十五节，其实是主耶稣在解释第十二节这个第五个请求的含义。
I said before, verses 14 and 15 is Jesus' explanation of the meaning of the fifth petition.
那十二节说免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。十四节、十五节，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Let me read to you Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, and then jumping to 14 and 15. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. 14. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
那所以我们留意到非常特别的一点，在耶稣结束祷告范例之后呢，他又回到、第五个恳求上面。
It is very unusual if you know the way Jesus conclude the model prayer.
那他又再次回到去解释、免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债的含义。
He goes back to the meaning of the fifth petition, what it is to forgive our debtors, our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
那很明显的是，在耶稣的心里，这个主导文的第五个请求是重要的。
Now, clearly, in the mind of Jesus, this fifth prayer of petition is most important.
那也是他想提醒他的门徒的。
This precisely on this point, he wants to remind his disciples.
那我们若饶恕人的过犯，那天父也必饶恕我们的过犯。
And that is, if we forgive others their trespasses, our heavenly Father will also forgive us.
但是如果我们不愿意去饶恕别人、对我们的过犯呢，那天父也不会饶恕我们的过犯。
But conversely, if we do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will our heavenly Father forgive us.
那换句话说，那若我们想和神建立关系，也保持这个关系的话呢，那我们要非常小心，我们是如何对待我们身边的人的。
In other words, if you want to have a relationship with God and maintain that relationship, it is very important the way you treat others.
因为主耶稣在这里教导他的门徒，那我们如何待人，那神也会同样的去对待我们。
Because elsewhere Jesus said, the way you treat others, the way you want others to treat you, treat them this way first.
那若我们对他人没有怜悯之心，不愿意饶恕他们呢？那你会发现神也是对你没有怜悯的。
If you choose to be hard and not merciful towards others, you will find God will be hard on you also.
我们不愿意去饶恕别人，那最终我们也不能够得到神的饶恕。
If you are unwilling to forgive someone his or her wrong, you'll find that God will also not forgive you.
那为什么神会选择用这样的方式去、对待我们呢？
Why does God want to relate to us in this way?
那原因就是他希望他的儿女、能够以他的恩慈还有他的爱还有宽恕去对待我们所接触的人。
Because our Heavenly Father wants us to treat people with the same kind of kindness and compassion that he has.
留到这个祷告是耶稣教导他的门徒说的。
And remember, this prayer is one that Jesus taught his followers.
那所以他们一定程度上也经历过、什么是神的爱。
So as followers of Jesus, they have experienced God's love.
也经历过神的饶恕。
And also God's forgiveness.
那若是我们尝过神的美善，但是我们却以恶去待人的时候呢，那神是不允许我们这么做的。
But since we have experienced His kindnesses and we treat others very harshly, then this is not this is the unacceptable.
所以我们如何对待人呢？你会发现神也用同样的方式对待我们。
So the way we treat others, and God will treat us the same way.
那同样的原则也出现在马太福音的七章一到二节。
And we see a similar teaching in Gospel of Matthew chapter 7.
那马太福音的七章第一节，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。 你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
所以让我们记住这个重要的原则。
So let us keep in mind this important principle.
我们如何待人，那神也会如何待我们。
That is, the way we treat others, God will treat us the same way.
所以在接下来一周里面，让我们留心我们是怎么样和人相处的。
So in the coming week, let's pay attention to the way we treat others.
你愿意尝到神的恩慈跟他的饶恕吗？
Do you want God to be very forgiving and gracious to you?
那首先你要如此去对待你身边的人。
Then you had better treat others the same way first.
如果我们想要和神建立关系，也跟他保持通畅的这个关系。
If you want to have a relationship with God and maintain that,
那我们要改变我们对人的态度。
Then you must change the way you treat others.
那以神喜悦的方式去对待我们身边的人。
And that is to treat others in a way that is pleasing in God's sight.
那我也想补充一点，就是关于宽恕一个人。
But I must hasten to add one point about forgiving others.
那有一些人认为基督徒都是很懦弱的。
And some people think that Christians are very weak people.
那他们好像地毯被人踩来踩去。
They think Christians are like a carpet to be trampled over by men.
但是这并不是宽恕的这个含义。
But what the Bible says about forgiveness is not like that.
那是还记得主耶稣是充满真理还有恩典。
And we know Jesus was full of the truth and grace.
那同样，我们也是以这样的方式去行事为人。
And we also likewise should treat others in truth and in grace.
那去宽恕别人，意味着我们靠着神的恩典，他的力量，我们愿意放下别人对我们的伤害。
When we say we forgive others, we mean that depending on God's power, we are willing to forgive people their wrongs.
那但是不是停留在这里而已。
But we don't stop there.
而是用爱心去说诚实话。
But we also talk to the person in love.
那目的是爱对方，希望对方能够改过。
This is out of love, we want the person to change.
那所以我想补充这一点关于宽恕，并不是做地毯。
So this is the way I want to qualify about the point of forgiveness.
而是学习耶稣的榜样是充满真理和恩典的。
Christians, after all, are not a carpet, but rather we want to learn from Jesus to live in truth and in grace.
那所以让我总结今天的信息。
I'd like to conclude today's message.
那今天我们学习了主导文的纵览。
And today we have taken an overview of the Lord's Prayer.
那从当中得到不同的提醒。
And from there we learn several lessons.
那首先我们留意到主导文是开放式的祷告。
First, we learn that the Lord's Prayer is an open-ended prayer.
主耶稣希望我们的生命常常的是向神敞开的。
Jesus wants our hearts to be always open towards God.
那生命是能够被他的灵来带领的。
That so that God's Spirit can lead our lives.
那而不是僵硬的生命对神有所保留而停滞不前。
That our hearts must not be a hard line, we be rigid.So that we cannot make progress.
那第二个方面，我们从主导文的开头看到能够称神为我们的父亲是极大的福分。
Secondly, from calling God our Father, we learn that to be able to call God our Father, it's a great privilege.
而成为神儿女的开始是从一个人回应耶稣基督悔改的呼召开始。
But to becomeA child of God all begins with repentance on our part.
那以向神悔改为起点去效法基督的样式去归向神。
Yes, repentance is the starting point, and then follow Jesus' example.
那第三个方面，我们看到主导文的七个请求。
And thirdly, we learn about the seven petitions.
那当我们去 向神求这个七个请求的时候，我们意识到我们需要完全的依靠神，才能够在救恩的路上走到底。
So when we pray along the guideline, we come to the realizations that there are privileges as there are responsibilities.
那我们需要生命完全的依靠神，才能够被他改变。
Only when we depend on God wholly can we be changed.
那同时间我们也意识到我们的意识还有这个福分。
And we also realize we have blessings.
那要积极的参与在神的救恩计划里面。
So that we are motivated to take part in God's plan of salvation.
那最后我们留意到在这个祷告范例的结尾，那主耶稣提醒门徒一个重要的属灵原则。
And in the end of this section, we see an important principle.
那我们如何对待他人，那神也如何对待我们。
According to the way we treat others, God will treat us.
那我们若饶恕别人的过犯，那天父也必饶恕我们的过犯。
If we forgive people their wrongs, God will also forgive us our trespasses.
那若我们不饶恕人的过犯呢？那天父也不会饶恕我们的过犯。
If we don't, God will also not forgive us our sins.
那今天的信息我就在这里结束。
So I come to the end of the message.
那我请牧师为我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us pray.